I, like most people, am genuinely surprised to hear this, but surprised and shocked. It's not something that I'd ever even thought might be the case. I think when we see that somebody's been injured in a firearms incident, we tend to think of different things, not air guns. But of course, most of us do recognise that an air gun, when it goes wrong, can take somebody's eye out, and actually an air gun, when it goes really wrong, can still take somebody's life. I think Key 103's campaign is a really good one. I'll want to be watching this very, very carefully to see what lessons we've got to learn here in Greater Manchester. And I know that Key 103 are following with real interest the changes in Scotland, where I think the Scottish Parliament's now changed the law to license air guns. Obviously, that would be down to national government here in England and Wales. But clearly, the Key 103 campaign, I think, is an important one, both of it informing the public and also raising the kind of question about whether we need to take that same direction of travel here in England and Greater Manchester in particular.
It's as you were saying, I mean, I guess it's that awareness as well as legislation, because, you know, a lot of people look at air guns as toys because they can be legally possessed by children as young as 14.
Well, when I was a kid, my elder brother had an air pistol, and you know, we used that for shooting at targets and all the things that, you know, shooting at tin cans and all the things that people do. And in that sense, it was good fun. But obviously, we've got to recognise that good fun that can harm has got to be at least controlled in some way. And past that control is getting people to recognise that we are dealing with something that is dangerous. It's not to say we don't want people to have access to air guns. It's what we do want is that people know that with air gun ownership comes responsibility, and that educational process that says, you know, you've got something that used properly can be a source of enjoyment, of pleasure. But with it, just do recognise that if one in four of the firearms incidents across Greater Manchester are air gun related, sometimes these things do go wrong. And let's try and make sure that we're cutting those numbers.
A mother of a girl from Bury, 18-year-old Rachel Davis, who was killed by an air gun, accidental. As you say, somebody playing with a gun, it went off and the pellet went through her eye and killed her. That is a prime example of, let's not wait around and let this happen again, let's do something about it.
It's really horrific when we're confronted with that kind of level of tragedy, because for that family, it's a daughter not coming back. And even if nobody meant that to happen, we've got to learn those lessons, and that's partly why I think the Key 103 campaign is so valuable. It's about making us all sit up and think. You know, I've been made by your questions to sit up and think. If one in four of the incidents across Greater Manchester are air gun related, maybe we've got something we've all got to think through. So well done on the campaign, and let's hope that the public across Greater Manchester picks up on it and recognises that air guns have got to be used responsibly.